Glory to God. God is so good. It is so good to walk with Him. It's just one step at a time. We come up and up and up. Not, you know, we walk by faith. It doesn't say we long jump by faith or, you know, take gigantic leaps of faith. We walk by faith. It means we take step by step by step and we get higher and grow stronger. How many of you can honestly say that you're stronger today than you were a year ago? Amen? We ought to be, and we ought to just continue on up. We ought to be looking back at ourselves, you know, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now. We ought to look back at where we were in 2016 and say we've grown. You're doing the best you know how to do, right? Is anybody saying, you know what, I mean, yes, you may have heard more. You may have acknowledged more, and you're doing you're doing the best that you know to do. Most people are. I'm not saying we do it perfectly. But if we know to do it, and you're sincere after God, then that means your heart is to do right and to keep going after Him. And as you do, He helps us, and He brings us up, and we see more, and then we're able to walk at a higher level. You know, one person said it's like going around a mountain. But you don't just go around the mountain at the base and just keep doing the same thing over and over and over. That's silly. But it's like you go around the mountain, and you may be dealing with something, but you go around, and you come around to where you were, but you're a little bit higher. And then you go around, and it's a little bit shorter journey, and you go around, and you're a little bit higher. And you go around again, and you're a little bit higher. And it just keeps getting shorter. You may be dealing with some of the same stuff, but you're dealing with it at a higher level. And pretty soon, you get to where you're done. You don't deal with the same thing. Now, you may be dealing with other stuff, but you're past it. What a lot of Christians want to do is they just want to jump to the top of the mountain and be done with it. Now, thank God He can deliver you from some things. Some people get delivered from certain habits supernaturally. And, you know, they get something happens and they never want a cigarette again or something like that. But there's a whole lot that are walking by faith. And faith always works if you just start taking steps and you get better this week. And then you get better the next week. And maybe you slip and you go backwards a little bit. You get right back up. You don't stay there. And then you take two steps forward. And then you are stronger, and you keep getting further, and you keep getting further, and you keep getting further. That's the way the life of faith is supposed to be. Now, our flesh just wants it now so many times. I want to be over it. I want to be done. Well, perseverance. The Bible says, by faith and patience, you inherit the promises. Faith and patience, just staying after it. And believing. And just saying, no, I'm going to make it. Yeah, but you just fell down. You're all muddy. But I'm going to make it. That's when it takes the most faith, when you just blew it. And it doesn't look like you're going to make it. That's when you get up and you go on and you say, no, I'm going to make it. I believe God now. Yeah, but your hair's all messed up. You look like the worst I've ever seen you. Yes, that may be true, but I'm getting up and I'm going on. Amen. Glory to God. So we just keep going on and we just keep going up. So we've been talking about that you can have what you say. And let's turn over to Mark 11. And you know how we do things. I mean, we just kind of saturate on a certain subject for a while. And have you noticed that, I mean, I've always found, you grow that way. A lot of times you hear one thing. I mean, when I go through books, I take a long time to go through them. Maybe like I'm really long time. I'll go over the same page and just let it get down. I'm not talking about every book, but certain types of things. I'll just let it get down and I'll go over it the next day, maybe 2 days later. But you're letting it settle. What's the use of reading books if it's just up here? What's the use of listening to messages if it's just up here? What's the use of you just hearing things and, boy, I heard another sermon and I got some more knowledge, but didn't affect my life whatsoever. I don't even remember what was taught. That's not what we're after. We're after change to where it lodges in your heart, and the next time you come up against life in that area, you're different. That's what we're after. Not just to see how many different subjects we can preach. And so, you know, as you come and you hear, and then you go back into the world, and you deal with your normal routine, and you're dealing with people at work, and then, you know, you're not thinking about things, but you come back in, and now you hear something, and the Holy Spirit's ready to come back and bring that across our path again. And then we see it. We see things different. Because you have a different perspective than you did a week ago or a year ago. You're different. You're a different person. I'm a different person. But we hear something, and now stuff's starting to settle, and then the Holy Spirit can bring different aspects of a certain area to where when you go past, I mean, we don't just stay on things just to say it. We stay on it till you never exhaust a subject. It's just that you unhook for a while. So you get to the place where it's time to go on, and we go on, but at that point, something's lodged in here. If we've done it right, if we've received, we're different. We're at a different level. We're walking at a different level. And now we're ready to do whatever the Lord would have for us next. But it's a process. How many of you, when you took, anybody ever take math? So did you guys all in first grade, you started with calculus? You didn't even start with subtraction. You didn't even start with multiplication. I mean, you didn't even start with any of those. You just had to know, what is that number one? What is two? Counting to 10 is a big deal. And how many times were you taught that? Was it just, okay, here it is. I'm going to go quick. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You got that, kid? Okay, now we're going to addition. Is that the way we get taught? Nope. Why do we think spiritual things are so much different than natural things? Well, I heard that tape. I'm done. I got that. I heard that 5 years ago. I know this. Really? No, you go over it, and you go, what do you do in class? A lot of times, even when you're taking college courses, or you're taking a course in high school, you come in, you review, and you learn some more. And then you review, and you learn some more. And you review and you learn some more. See, what we're after, how many of you, now you guys have been in school and you've learned math, so you said. How many of you, if you bought a calculator, I don't care if the thing cost $100, $200, I don't know if you can buy a $300 calculator. I think you probably can, an engineering calculator. Maybe still there's some use for that, even with everything we have. I mean, I didn't in college. Even with the computers, there's just a bunch of stuff that's all on one computer or one interface. But I don't know if you can buy something that expensive anymore. I did. It's $300 when I was in college for an HP Scientific Engineering Calculator. But I don't care if you paid $300 for that thing. If you put 2 plus 2 into that thing and it came out 5, your reaction would be, this is wrong. Period. And if somebody tries to say, no, it's an advanced calculator, you say, I don't care how advanced it is. It's wrong. Period. Would you flinch? What if they brought 10 salesmen out to talk to you about it? You would just be like, who are you? And what are you talking about? Everybody knows. 2 plus 2 equals... That was really weak. 2 plus 2 equals...
4.
So... If it says 5, if it says 13, if it says 3, if it says 3.99999 repeating, just simple 2 plus 2, no decimals involved, it's 4, right?
Yes.
But see, that's what we're after in spiritual things. To where we see what the Word says, and something contradicts it, and you say, no, that's wrong. Healing. He himself took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. Yeah, but you look sick. No, that's wrong. Yeah, but it sure looks like, no, you don't understand. The Word says it. See, in our mind, it's got to get just as settled as 2 plus 2. Anything else that contradicts it is just flat wrong, and it can't be right. That's the kind of confidence we're getting to. What we do is like, 2 plus 2 equals 5? Well, maybe it is. I don't know. okay, tell me about it. Right? In the spiritual things, well, I know it, I'm ready, and then something pushes on it a little bit, well, maybe it doesn't work. Maybe it's not right. Maybe I'm just believing a bunch of junk. Right? No, we want to be to where we know we are settled inside. I would rather be settled inside in just a few truths than know 500 things, different things in my head that I'm just not quite sure about. Because you can get somewhere if you know just a few things and you know them well. But there are a lot of people that know so many different facets of things and can quote you things, but in their lives, they are all over the place. They don't really believe things, they have knowledge, but they don't have faith. There's two different things. Faith is believing something. Knowledge is you can repeat something, that doesn't mean anything. So you believe, and you don't have to, it's different. You know without a shadow of a doubt that 2 + 2 = 4. Nobody, no one could convince you otherwise. You would go up again, I don't care, you could get somebody from MIT, you could get anybody, and if they started doing that, yeah, you can talk about all the physics and stuff, but let's get back down. If you're talking about 2 + 2, I can go toe-to-toe with you all day. You can put all the formulas on the board and show me why it's not, and if you know it, you're going to come back and say, I don't care, that's all mumbo-jumbo. It's 4. It's that simple. I don't need all your degrees. It's 4. In Christianity, though, people get, well, I don't know, this person says this, this person says this, I just don't know, and they're not solid. We want to be solid. I don't care if, you know, I'd rather be simple and healed than all over the place and dying. I'd rather be simple and focused and saved and go into heaven than, well, I don't know, there's many ways to heaven. That ain't going to get you anywhere. Well, we got to look at this theory and this theory. Narrow is the path. Mark 11:22. You guys find it yet? So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Verse 23, for assuredly, most assuredly, Jesus is saying, I say to you, whoever, do we qualify? Yes. He didn't say a certain person. He said, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Period. So that is what the Bible says. We've gone over different scriptures to this effect. And we're going to go a little bit further. Last week we read on your sheet there, Proverbs 18:21. We spent some time there. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Do we believe that? I mean, that's a powerful statement. If somebody says something is a matter of life and death, they mean it's serious. Well, the Bible says that what comes out of our mouth is life and death, has the power to affect life and death in our lives. Do we believe that? Some people say, ah. That's not literal. So what was Jesus talking about? And then death and life are in the power of the tongue. Okay. If that's not, the Bible says, there are places where there are allegories and different things in the Bible, but there are a whole lot of places where it's just straight, it is what it is. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. That means what we say has the power to create life or death in our lives in any number of areas, every area. what's coming out of our mouth. Let's read these again. We read last week, Hebrews 11:3 says, "By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which are visible." So there it tells you right there, God made the things that are visible out of the things that are not seen. So this world was created out of things that we can't see, a different realm. Words bring that power into existence, not just words in themselves, not like hocus pocus. It's not like a magic incantation that we say over something and it's just the words. It's believing what God said. See, it's what God said, not what we just pick out. I mean, what you say, even if it's negative, if you believe it, it's going to come to pass. But when we're lining up with Him, see, you're lining up with the enemy when you speak negative things. But if we'll line up with God, then His power, He says, He decrees something, but we are the kings of our life, and we have to line up with His decrees in our lives. And if we do, that power, that same power that He created the world with, the worlds with, the universe, comes into existence in our lives and creates realities. It gives Him the legal right to do what He wants to do in our lives. On the other hand, like we were saying, if we speak out evil words, we're binding God and we're giving access to the enemy for him to do what he wants to do. In that, the devil is death. Sin is death. God is life. So you're giving one or the other access by our words. Legal access. That's what it is. It's legal and it's real power coming out. Genesis 1, verse 1 says, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light." You say, how? God spoke it, and the very power that is God made it come into existence. If you believe in an all-powerful, all-knowing, omnipresent God, it is not hard at all to believe in miracles. People try to get into this, well, how did it happen? And I want to understand, it's not hard to believe that the God that created the worlds can suspend any law. It's not that he's suspending the laws. There's a power that's higher that's overriding them. The supernatural overrides the natural. It's not that hard to believe if we can believe that Jesus came to the earth and was crucified for our sins, then we can believe that because of that, believing on that, we're born again. You're already believing in the supernatural. It's not hard to believe that speaking words out of your mouth when you believe God actually will change our circumstance. But it's all what we focus on. It's in what we believe and then what we do. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, "And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you." So we have that same spirit of faith. Faith will speak. You believe something, you will speak. You see this even in the natural, people that believe. So you see sports figures going at it, saying, I'm going to knock you out. We're taking you to town. And you see, just watch on, when you're watching a football game, these guys are talking to each other. They're saying, I'm going to do something to you. And I believe it. Now, some of that, they're just trying to get under the other guy's skin. But if you believe something, you will say it out. I'm going to win this thing. And you just saying it will put something in you. That's because we're made to be like this. We're made to believe and speak. Next time you feel like you're going to fail something or something at work's coming up and you're nervous about it, don't just let it rattle around in your mind and get uptight about it. If you'll say, I'm gonna come out on top. This thing is going to go well. We're going to win this thing. I'm going to get this project done and it's going to go well. Just saying that, you're hearing yourself saying it will do something on the inside. It's a feedback loop. You are decreeing what can happen in your life, and you believe it. The more you say it, the more it'll charge you up, and you are giving place to God. We're giving Him access, saying, this is what's going to happen. And the angels stand at attention at that. We have angels, like we were saying, around us, and they're waiting for us to line up with the Word of God so they can do something with our words. Hallelujah. We can speak out in the face of circumstances that look negative instead of saying, I don't know how we're going to do it. I don't know how we're going to make it. Do you know how? No, I don't know how. Yeah, I just don't know how. I don't see any way out of this. I mean, this could be really bad. What good is that doing at this point? It's not doing anything. Instead of that, starting to say, we're going to come out. Well, how? I don't have to know how. All I know is we're coming out. We're going to change this. By the power of God, this is going to change. We will be sitting on the other side of it, standing there, looking back, and this is going to be a distant memory. You start speaking like that, you are putting into action what we're talking about here, for real. I mean, this is a principle of Almighty God. We are behaving like His children. Speaking out. In the face of something that looks wrecked, saying, we'll rise out of this. It's going to change. This will not stand. Even though every fiber of your being feels like there's no hope. We're going down. You are just playing church now. You're just trying to put that into practice, but you know it's not going to come to pass. That's exactly what we need to say. It will. It will change. And it will change for my good and God's glory. And speak it out, and instead of running away from the problem and starting to cower, you're just running right at it and saying, it will. It's going to change. You're running at the giant. Amen. And letting you know the way David did, he went at the giant. He said, I'm taking your head off, pal. He didn't cower. He ran right at him. And he started speaking. And he said, you uncircumcised Philistine, how dare you? This day, I'm going to take your head off, pal. That's what we're supposed to do. There's something in our lives. We are not supposed to stand there silent, cowering, and certainly not supposed to say, oh man, this looks really bad. No, we don't care how it looks. We're going to speak what God said, and we're going to see it change. Supernaturally. Again, this is not a game. This is not a religious just idea. This is the power of God that we're releasing. And it's not just saying it, well, we'll wait and see. No, speaking it because we believe what God says, that's when it works, when we are believing in our heart that it's going to work in spite of what we see. Hallelujah. I tell you what, God's helping us tonight. You grab a hold of it. Romans 4:16 says, therefore it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. When did God say that? When Abram had no child. And he said, I've made you. I've made you a father of many nations. And he changed his name to Abraham, which means father of many nations. And every time he was going to introduce himself, every time Sarah called his name, they're speaking out what God has ordained. And it didn't happen the next week. And it didn't happen the next year. It was years. You don't think they had the opportunity to give up? Well, they knew. They didn't know any more than you know, other than the Word of God. They didn't have the Bible to go back and read their story and say, oh, well, it's all going to come out. Don't you know that the whole nation of Israel and the Christ is going to come out from it? And it's all set. We're done. It's good. But we do have more than they had. We have the Bible that we can look and look at their example, and we can look at David's example, and we can look at Joseph's example, and we can look at Paul's example, we can look at Jesus himself's example, and we can see how over and over and over God came through for people. And we have to believe it and act on it and start speaking it out and saying it now in the middle of wherever we're at. I'm not saying we're in dire circumstances tonight. Glory to God, if everything is going smoothly, you don't have any challenges right now. And I'm not saying the Christian life is just one challenge after another, but life in general is going to throw challenges at you. And we need to get to the point where regardless, we're going to walk on top of them. So if right now it's smooth sailing, then believe God that we're going higher. Because we can all walk at a higher. It's fine. If our income is just what we want, let's believe for higher so that we can do more. We can help more people. We can do more on this earth. There's always something that we can believe and get the word of God on and get his word to us on and start speaking out. But verse 17 says, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. I mean, how clear is that? It says God calls those things that they're not there, but he says they're there. And if it's not just God that does that, because Jesus said, whoever says to the mountain, be removed, be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says shall come to pass, he will have what he said. Notice, he will have, that's future tense, he will have what he says. That means it doesn't exist right now. It's not that way right now, but if you speak it out, it will happen. Believe in your heart, speak it out. That's exactly what God does. It doesn't exist right now, but he says it will happen. Our job is to behave like him. Now, we can't pick and choose and just say, well, I believe this. We, as Christians, need to line up with what his will for our life is, find out what we need to line up with, and start speaking that out. And nothing but that. Nothing but the Word. And things that line up with the Word. Not even another anything. Now, I know we've all made mistakes in this area. But we didn't have to. And we don't have to tomorrow. And we don't have to the next day. We can go in the mindset that I am going to speak what God said. And I'm going to say it out. I don't care if it looks like it or not. If we would just get that right before we left now, that we would just make up our mind that with God's help, we are not going to speak anything but what he said, and we're going to speak it regardless of what it looks like. We talked about one thing. If we would just get a few principles, if we would get that principle down, so that no matter what it looks like, no matter what gets thrown at us, we're going to speak the Word of God and see it change. And I don't care, you know, the circumstances can change, the winds can blow, everything can go up, everything can go down, but we're going to just keep speaking His Word regardless, because He said that He calls those things that be not as though they were. And we're going to act like Him. If we would get that settled, and then if we did blow it, we ended up saying something we shouldn't. If we'll just get in our mind, that's not the end of it. I wasn't in it just to walk perfectly, but I didn't intend to. But I succumbed to temptation. I didn't have to. The Bible says I didn't have to, but I did. If we'll just make up our mind that I'm not going to wallow. If that does happen, I'm getting right back up, and I'm going to keep going on. I'm not going to just say, well, I tried, but I failed, so I might as well sit down. We get right back up, and we start speaking the word. We say, Lord, sorry, that was the wrong thing to say. Forgive me. Now, this is what I meant to say. This is what I'm going to say. And if we would just stay there for the next however many years we're going to be on this earth, how many decades we're going to be here, to the day we leave this earth, we just make up our mind, we would walk at a higher level and a higher level and a higher level. And there's nothing on earth that could stop us from doing what God would have us to do. Right there. You could have 15 other things 50, 500 other things. That's a principle that if we would just do that, there it would change untold so much of our life. Affect everything. That we are immovable. With our family, that we don't say, well, I just don't see how it's ever going to change. We say, nope, that's not what God says. I'm going to agree with Him. With our bodies, we say, nope, I don't care. Worst case, I'm going to heaven. So I'm going to still, I believe, I don't care what my body looks like, I believe what God said, and I'm going to speak it, and I won't be moved. I'm not going to look at the symptoms, I'm looking at what God said. Habits that we think, well, we can't, if you say, I just can't break them, I just can't get, I've been like this for 40 years, I just don't see. No, stop saying that. Say, I'm free. I'm free. God said I'm free, and I see myself free. And I'm going on. And I won't say anything else but that. If you don't say anything else, if you don't focus on anything else, you'll wake up and you'll look back and you'll realize you've been free. And it was 3 years ago. Glory to God. Just a few things. This is one of those things that if we would just get it down and latch onto it like a bulldog on a bone, you just don't let go. Things can push you around, but that's the spirit of victory. That's the spirit of faith. That's you cannot be defeated. I like what Pastor Hagin, his saying was always, I cannot be defeated, and I will not quit. I cannot be defeated, and I will not quit. So I can't be beat, and I'm not throwing in the towel myself. So what does that mean? I'm going to win. I'm going over. I'm going to dominate. Not over people, but over all the challenges of life. You just saying that. Say, I always. If you're just in a situation, say, I'm always going to win. I'm going to win this, and we're not going to quit till I win. If it looks like I lost, we're not done yet. We're playing another round. Because the devil will tell you, well, see, that didn't work. Did you just see? Were you watching the same game I was watching? You just got flattened, buddy. So much for you can have what you say. It looks like you just got destroyed. That's when we get up and say, I said, it will come to pass. I said, it will be even as God has promised me, even as He's told me. Thank God. You guys maybe have heard this, let me tell this story again. I've heard it secondhand. Keith Moore tells this story of this lady that had walked in the things of God and was a minister, and she was in some South American country or something. But she was a minister, and she was up, and I don't know how old she was, but I think she was a little older. But she had known these truths, but she had gotten cancer of the stomach. And somehow Keith Moore was there with her, and is out of the country, I believe. And he went to see her, and he said she was just skin and bones. And when he came in to talk to her, she was just whispering, I'm so weak. But she's whispering, I'm so weak. And she said, I just can't keep anything down. Everything that I eat, it just comes back up. And he said she just looked like she could die by the end of the day, just completely skin and bones. And he just felt like God quickened it to him. Let the weak say, I am strong. And he said, this is what we're going to do. You don't ever say that I'm so weak again. Not one more time. You never say that again. You say, I am strong in the Lord and the power of His might. And he said, now you say it. And she whispered, I'm strong. But really weak, I'm strong. Just barely trying to get the words out. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. But it's more like, I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Because she was wasting away. And he said, now say it again. And he said, they went on for 45 minutes. He said, by the time she just got louder and louder. He said, by the time she got done, he said, you could hear her down the block. And it was, he said it was supernatural. She was just getting strong. He goes, all right, we got that. Now don't back off that. He said, now, don't ever say, I can't keep food down. Don't ever say it again. You say, I have a voracious appetite. I eat and it stays down. And he said, if, and he said, now some people would say this is unbelief. It's not unbelief. If you eat and it comes right back up, when you get done vomiting and you wipe your mouth off, you say, I said, I keep food down. Then, but it looks like it just doesn't work. I said, I keep food down. And I have a voracious appetite. And he said, he went on, and she goes, all right, I can do that. And he went on, and he heard about her sometime later, and somebody came up and said, did you hear about Sister So-and-so? No. He goes, she is doing so well, she's gained 20 or 30 pounds, and she's looking great. And he said, you know, I didn't say this, but he's like, you might want to back off that confession now. You know, I have a voracious appetite. But this is exactly what we're talking about. We say and believe what God's Word says in the face of when it looks wrong, when it looks like it's not working, when it looks the darkest, when it looks like it just failed. That's when we say it even bolder. I said, and we say what God said. And we don't back off it. We stay fixed on it. We stay solid on it. And we just keep going. Nope, God said it. Nope, God said it. God, I just thank you that your word's true. Your word works. You said that you call things that be not as though they were. I'm your child. And Lord, I'm just going to trust you. And I'm going to believe you. And I will not say anything, let anything out of my mouth that won't agree with what you have said. Amen.